You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Everybody line up. It's trigger time. Here we go. We're not naming any names at all. We're just going to let you listen to something that Steve Kerr said on the Glue Guys podcast with Shane Battier and Alex Smith and Ravi Gupta. This is the Glue Guys podcast. Steve Kerr was a guest, and listen to what he says about player development in the NBA in 2025.
I just think it's really important to collaborate with your staff and to encourage young coaches to really bring a lot of ideas to the table. I really lean on my younger coaches. One of the ways the league is so different now is that we're now a developmental league. You know, when Shane, when you came into the league, when I was in the league, we were already developed. You played for Coach K for 4 years. I played for Lute Olson for 4 years. We were ready. And the other part that was different was the schedule was different. So we'd have like 3 games in 4 nights. Then you'd have 4 days off. So you'd have 2 great practices. Now, the schedule is basically you play every other day all year long. We don't practice anymore. So we have to develop these 19-year-old kids who are coming into the league without much practice time. That has meant an entirely revamped kind of development program. And frankly, I'm not great with that. Like, I'm an older coach. I'm a disciple of Phil and Pop. And so I lean on the young guys to really install great development drills, decision-making stuff, things that I never did or knew how to teach. But the key is to figure that out and let the people who can do those things, let them do it and empower them. And I think that's how you progress.
I'm an older coach. I'm not very good at it. I let my younger coaches handle the development. Okay. Well, what did everybody hear there? What did you hear?
I heard a couple things. One, the schedule is such that you don't have practice time, and he's right. And, you know, if you look at this upcoming schedule, we talked about 14 back-to-backs, and some of those are home and then away, or then away and then home. And you have that 10-game homestand where it's 3 weeks, and there's a little bit of practice time in that, but you don't have the same amount of time to practice as you used to. And then the other piece is, I'm an older coach, and yeah, you know, you look at the coaches, and I'm looking right now, Rick Carlisle's older, Doc is older, and Billy Donovan's the same age. And then you get to Steve Kerr at 59, and you've got all these coaches now who are 36, Joe Mazzulla, Will Hardy is 37, Mark Degno is 40. Like, all these other coaches now are younger, and I think there's a certain amount of connectivity being younger. You can relate to younger players better than Steve, who is, you know, kind of from the old school.
Such an interesting comment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I do think Warrior fans have had many a battle over the last handful of years about that word, development, and the team's development process and how they're doing with that. And I have to admit, just as a fan, me, I look at this thing and it's very, very conflicted in my mind. There's no sports fan out there that is not excited by the idea of the young homegrown player coming up. That is, you and I have talked about this before. I think that's the best stuff in sports. That's why Bryce Eldridge is already a household name. Even though he's never played Major League Baseball, he's not allowed to buy beer, and he might never be good. But he's a household name because homegrown, potential, superstar, that's what people absolutely love. So I get the desire to see that, but I also know that when the focus of an organization is on young developing players, that usually means your team's not very good. That's what that means.
Right.
There's nobody right now watching the Kansas City Chiefs goes, hey, who's the young people that you got? Who are you bringing up? Nobody does. If you're in any sort of a window, that's not the focus. I'm not saying you don't do it. You always want to do it. But I think depending on your sport and depending on your window / situation, I don't even know to what level you can focus on it. And I do think that that is sort of the underbelly rub of everything related to Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, or any other name that you want with this particular organization, which is they've been criticized, sometimes rightfully so, for the lack of development, but it's all been at a time when, quite frankly, there is no time or room for development. I don't know how that would have been a focus. Whenever people say, no different than what happened with Trey Lance. Well, you got to give him time. Don't got none. Don't have any. Sorry. Like, trying to win over here.
Yeah, well, they tried to develop him, and he got hurt. And whether or not they were using him right or not, I don't want to get into that debate because you and I have a difference of opinion, but they were trying to at least play him and see, and he got hurt. And the one about Jordan Poole always kind of sticks in my craw because they did develop him.
Yes, they did.
He went to the G League, and he got better, and he came back, and he got good, and then they won a title, and then he came back the next year and averaged 20 a game, and it wasn't working for him a number of different facets, and so they traded him. It's not like they didn't develop him. And go back to Kevon Looney, who was the first player taken under the Steve Kerr era. Are you telling me that he didn't develop under Kerr? He played 599 games and won 3 titles. So just because Kevon wasn't an all-star doesn't mean that he didn't develop. So the whole thing about Kerr doesn't develop players, I have the list if you want me to pull it out. The number of guys who they have let go, none of them have gone on to do anything. Anything greater than what they did here.
By the way, does he get any credit on any level for the development of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, who were all good players, but far from finished products?
And young. I mean, Steph would be the one I wouldn't give him credit for, okay. But I think Draymond and Klay, that was their third year in the association.
And was Draymond even starting yet?
He started that year.
That was like when David Lee,
right,
went down, and they okay. So yeah, like, does he get anything for those homegrown players becoming who they became?
Yeah, and the other one is Harrison Barnes,
sure,
who was also a young player, and you know, he developed to a point where he wasn't as good as they probably wanted him to be, and he went on to be a little bit better than he was with the Warriors, but he hasn't won more. So the whole thing about development. Like Jacob Evans. Okay, you didn't develop him. Well, he didn't do anything anywhere either. Patrick McCaw, same thing. Patrick Baldwin Jr., Ryan Rollins.
James Wiseman.
Right. So, and Wiseman,
I know he got hurt a bunch.
I still think that he can be an interesting one if he's going to get additional chances because he's 7-1.
But he's not going to ever look like the number 2 pick in the draft.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And obviously all roads lead to Kuminga, and this conversation of course leads to Kuminga, because if they sign and trade him, or if he plays one more year and then leaves, if he goes on to be like 25 a game and wins a bunch of games and goes to the playoffs, well, then you could look and say, y'all messed that one up.
I got a question for all you, and Grandy, you can jump in on this too. Do y'all remember what Lucas? Yeah, come on. Well, I never know. Yeah, I can't see you. Anyway, do you remember the Shams tweet, the first one? Go back a couple years. When the Shams tweet came out about Jonathan Kuminga has lost faith in Steve Kerr, wasn't the word development in the tweet? I wonder if you can like look that up, Grandy and Lucas, and see if you can find it. Was the word development, he's lost faith in Steve Kerr being the one in charge of his development or something like that? I want to remember the exact wording of that. And it's almost as if, because this is years later, and I know that this comment that we just played from Steve is not solely directed at anyone or anything. But what's fascinating about this, because I don't think we've ever heard this before, in a way, it's almost Steve looking back at, oh, we've lost faith in you to develop us. It's like Steve's looking back at him and going, good. That's not my job in the first place.
It was January 5th, 2024.
Okay. Oh, was it that recent?
That's, 19 months ago.
I know, but yep. I thought it was prior to last season. But anyway, go
After
ahead.
After sitting the final 18 minutes of the Nuggets' loss, Warriors forward Jonathan Kuminga has lost faith in Steve Kerr and no longer believes that Kerr will allow him to reach his full potential, sources say.
Okay, so it wasn't development, it was potential.
But you have to develop to reach your full potential, mm-hmm. So I think it plays to...
It's implied.
Right, to
it's
what implied. You're talking about. And so that's a report from Anthony Slater in The Athletic.
What if I argued that what Steve Kerr, and I don't think that this was his goal or his aim with this comment, how would y'all feel if you were in a room with Steve Kerr, and you looked at him and went, Steve, what about development? And he flatly looked back at you and went, not my job. How does that grab you?
Well, it's not his job. His job is to lead a team to win basketball games. And you think about development, and I just was searching last year the youngest players in the association. Zachary Richache was 19 for Atlanta, second in the Rookie of the Year voting. Okay, you're Atlanta, and you were not in a championship hunt. This year they will be, and we'll see. Alex Saar for Washington, fourth in Rookie of the Year. He was 19. He played 27 minutes a game. You're Washington. So you can develop that way. Cade Cunningham's a great example where he gets picked number one by Detroit. They stink. And you can go out there and cade it up all you want, and he has developed.
He's developed.
He's gotten to be really, really good, and yeah. They actually are an interesting team this year.
Finally made the playoffs, though.
Right, after year four. Yeah. And that's the point about development. When you're in a championship window, it's a lot harder to develop players because younger players like this aren't ready to help you win.
Okay, so fair for me to say, because I do believe this, is it fair for me to say those of you who criticize Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors for not, quote, developing Jonathan Kuminga, you want your cake and eat it too. Is that fair? Because that is what I believe. I believe you want the Warriors to develop and contend for a championship in the same year. I don't know how the hell you do that. I've never known how the hell you do that. I think that coaches like Steve Kerr, Kyle Shanahan, I think that they've got a one-track mind. We got a game tonight. Let's win it. Who's ready to help me? I'm not out here worrying at all in the third quarter about what this is going to look like 2 years from now. Next year. Next week.
Next quarter.
I don't know how you do what they're being asked to do. I don't know how they do what Jonathan has asked them to do. I don't know how they do it.
Well, they can't. And... you know, this quote from Shams in the tweet from January of 2024 tells it all. And I don't think that Kuminga's wrong. He doesn't believe that Steve Kerr...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Will help him reach his full potential. He's right, but Steve Kerr's job is not to ensure that he reaches his full potential. So if Kuminga started as a rookie day one at a one, and let's just assume all rookies start as a one on a scale of 1 to 10, and Kuminga wants to hurry up and get to be a 10, and the Warriors through 4 years have gotten him to be a five, he's maybe halfway to his full potential. Maybe he's a six, and Steve Kerr's thinking, well, along the way, you played 258 games, and you know you played about 20 minutes a game. We won a title, and yeah, we didn't get you from 1 to a 10, but we got you halfway there or maybe a little bit more, and Kuminga's thinking, I want to get to a 10, that way I get the bag, and that way I can, you know, go out and get me 22 a night, and I can be the JK that I know I can be.
It really is, and to take it broader, it is a wonderful sort of snapshot of the rub in sports, which is that you have teams that are made up of players, and those players and those teams don't necessarily have the same goal. And in fact, sometimes those goals fly in the face of one another. Players would like to play. Players would like to get a contract. Players would like to grow and make a lot of money and get all the minutes that they want, or the time that they want, or the innings that they want, or whatever sport you're talking about. You want all those things, and only when those things also coincide with winning today's game is everybody actually on the same page. So in many ways, this thing that so many of us have argued about with the Warriors is baked into the process. We're out here arguing about it. It's literally baked into the process. It is baked in to the cake that Jonathan, players like him, not just Jonathan, he's the example, but players like him and a championship coach are not on the same page. They're not trying to do the same thing when they wake up in the morning.
Just depends on the player.
Yeah.
Because has Steve Kerr developed Brandon Podziemski? I mean, Pods, he's played 2 years.
For
and
sure.
He started 61 games.
I mean, all of them.
Right.
Is Moody better today than he was? No matter what you think about any of these players, are they better than the day they walked in?
Another one is, this is Guy Santos.
Yep.
Guy has played 79 games over two seasons, and he's better than he was when he started. So he's gone from a one to maybe a three or a three and a half, but that is some development. So this whole thing, and I have a long list of guys who were here, went elsewhere and did nothing. Jordan Bell, Damian Lee. JTA is another one. He started as a 26-year-old rookie. Does he not get credit for developing Juan Toscano Anderson?
I mean, a lot of these things also become unspoken. I know someone who used to work for the 49ers will remain nameless, but like the point that they would make is no one was ever going to say this out loud, but there are tons of dudes on that sideline rooting for injuries to their teammates. Not outwardly.
Right.
And not with every fiber of their being, but yes. Yes. The backup quarterback wants a shot. He wants to play. right?
He wants to get paid.
Right? So they're out there rooting against themselves. Barry Zito's the only one who ever admitted it. But like, yes. Yep. Sometimes they're rooting against themselves so that they will make changes and get in there. It's wild, man.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.